Welcome to the Lawn Care Together podcast, a podcast for new or experienced lawn care professionals looking for lawn care, business, or life tips. This podcast is brought to you by Blades LLC owner Alex Counterman so that we can learn together. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lawn Care Together podcast. Today, I want to actually discuss other podcasts. So a lot of the times in these podcasts, I tend to say that I was listening to another podcast or I got an idea from another podcast or I learned myself while listening to these other podcasts. And what I tend to see in a commonality of a lot of the things that I like to listen to are very personable and people I would want to hang out with if, you know, I was in real it was like real life. I can see myself sitting down in these conversations and actually like discussing the things that they talk about amongst each other. Now, the three on the top of my list are Green Industry Podcast, Fullerton Unfiltered Podcast, and Kid Contractor Podcast. Why are these three my top podcasts? Well, there's a couple different reasons, and shout out to the three of them because they are extremely successful podcasts. That is one thing, but Paul Jamieson with the Green Industry Podcast has done an extremely good job at getting out a podcast every single day of the week, Monday through Friday, and occasionally on Sundays for a Sunday worship. But it's great content. He does interviews with lots of different guests, and the interviews that he has are very personable. He really gets to know the people that he's listening to. He gets to, you know, ask the important questions and makes them feel comfortable. And I think that's something that I look at. And when I start doing interviews, I'm definitely going to kind of mimic the way he interviews his guests because it's a great environment. He keeps the questions rolling. He makes them feel welcome. And you don't feel like it kind of just drags on or that he's not listening. And it's not just him. All of these hosts that I'm going to talk about here, they take notes during their podcast because these things that they're hearing are spot on. They're things that they need to, you know, maybe implement in their business. And it also goes to show that not all these guys have everything figured out. And I think that that's something else that draws me in is that it's cool that I'm listening to somebody that might have been in my shoes 10 years ago or 20 years ago. But I also like the idea of getting some information from somebody who knows that they're not 100% or they're not perfect. And the fact that these guys are so genuine about everything that they're discussing, it really says something about the quality of their podcast and the quality of their person. Sorry to interrupt the show, but we just wanted to take a quick break to thank you for taking the time to listen into today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe with notifications to receive an alert every time an episode is released. If you truly don't want to miss it, follow us at Blades LLC or The Lawn Care Together on Instagram. Now let's get back to the show. So, the other things that I get out of the Green Industry Podcast that I don't see in the other ones is that the Green Industry Podcast has shorter episodes. So most of the episodes are only about 30 minutes. And I've kind of tried to stick with just like a 15-minute episode right now, especially early on, and most of it being informative and not interviews. Shorter episodes seem to be something that you can throw on and listen to just about anywhere. It does get a little bit difficult sometimes to be able to sit down and listen to a podcast that's maybe an hour or 2 hours long unless you are out on a mower doing something. And since we are out of that season right now, I just wanted to make sure that it's digestible content. So as I kind of already mentioned, another quality trait of the Green Industry Podcast that, you know, Paul Jamieson has is that he is extremely personable. And I think that him being personable and being able to be that warm podcast host that makes people feel welcome and always has something to say, bright, he's upbeat, and it makes it exciting to listen to. Another thing is that he has a whole story, and now he does tell his story in the podcast, which is always awesome. And he also tells his story in a couple of different books on how he started his lawn care business back in the day out of his Honda Accord, I believe it was, and it wasn't even really his. So the whole story, it's kind of funny. It's hilarious. And I encourage everybody to go listen to Paul Jamieson's podcast. It's the Green Industry Podcast. You can listen to it just about anywhere. But he just has a great story. And that has to go into then the Fullerton Unfiltered podcast as well. Brian Fullerton, actually, I found him on YouTube. Now, when I found Brian, I was just starting my podcast. When I found Brian, I was just starting my lawn care business, and I was looking for tips and tricks and everything on pretty much how to run a lawn care company in this industry. And I quickly found that he had a podcast as well. And so I went out and started soaking up just about everything I could. And I listened, he was my top podcast for 2021 with about 5,000 minutes listened to. And I thought that was really cool because I kind of felt like I was giving him the time of day and validating the fact that his podcast is sharing information that is totally worth listening to. And I got a lot of information out of it that I'm going to end up either using in my business, or I did already start using in my business, especially when it comes to the like pricing and not doing things wrong. It's always great hearing things from these guys where they had stories of pricing way under like $20 lawns and stuff like that back in the day, and like how they're transitioning and making themselves better while making everybody else better. Now, Paul Jamison talks about it, and they all kind of joke about it, but a rising tide raises all boats is Paul Jamison's saying. Where he got it, I don't know. Maybe he came up with it, but it's true, and that's what these guys are doing is as they talk about their businesses and they talk about the things going on, they're making everybody else who's listening think about the things that they might not have thought about when they started their businesses, and maybe skipping the steps where maybe skipping the parts where it didn't go so well or they made a bad decision, and getting these guys that are listening to just only go towards the route of success. And that's really cool. And that's kind of why I like listening to all of them. And they all have, you know, different stories, but very similar. So another thing I like about the Fullerton Unfiltered podcast is that it comes out 3 times a week. So again, I mentioned that the Green Industry podcast comes out daily and Fullerton Unfiltered comes out 3 times a week. Fullerton actually started his podcast after Paul Jamison had already had his podcast, and Paul helped Brian set up his podcast, which is really cool. It seems like they're all friends, and it makes it even more enjoyable to listen to because they all have this connection in some regard. And again, Brian's podcast is also very informative, and it being unfiltered, it's a no BS set of discussions. He talks about things that maybe people don't want to talk about, like, it could be things that maybe one day he or people try to cancel him over and he doesn't care. And that's exactly what I like to listen to, is people who don't really care about that stuff. Honestly, it's important to have a no BS discussion, a very clear, transparent discussion, especially when it comes to these businesses. Now, he just had a kid, so he has a family similar to mine, which is, I think, is a cool thing too, because now I'm getting to see how he is managing his business while also trying to, you know, give his wife and give his child a like good amount of, or making sure he's splitting up his time well enough to make everybody happy and be there as present as a dad, but also continue making money in his business, because that's their stream of income. I mean, his business, his podcast, his YouTube channel, and he just started TikTok as well. So all these things that he's doing to either side income or his main income is really cool to just see how he is kind of juggling all of them as a dad. And he starts, or I've listened to a couple of his podcasts where he tells his story where he kind of started from the bottom. Yeah, right. Started from the bottom. Now he's here. Wow, that was embarrassing. He started from a trailer park, is where he grew up. It was in a trailer park in Michigan. And he was pretty much mowing the entire trailer park at one point. And he tells all these stories that are like, these people complained about their $15 lawn mowing and like, oh, you shot a rock through this and now you have to fix it. And he spent $100 to fix something and he only made $80 that day and it totally wasn't worth it. All these stories, it's crazy. And now it's just cool to see where he is now in business as well. And he's very honest with all of his stories and when he changed his prices and how he managed to move up and cancel customers and things along those lines. And I think it's just all important things to listen to. And he's a great dude. He's a great dude. He's the kind of guy I would want to associate with, as are all three of these guys that I'm talking about. So that's why I enjoy the Fullerton Unfiltered and the Green Industry podcast. Now, the Kid Contractor podcast, hosted by Caleb Allman, I like this podcast because he also has a, I don't want to say rags to riches, but in that sense, I mean, he has a story where his business was originally downhill, bankrupt, and they recovered and have a phenomenal business now, making 7 figures. And they're very just open and honest. It's a great family, and it's a fun podcast. It's fun to listen to. The reason it's fun to listen to is because they don't cut out all of the background stuff. It's not a super polished episode in the sense of, you know, it's him clear and concise and nothing going on in the background. He's in the studio. Like, it's not that. It's like he might be in the other room and the kids walk in and they don't cut the noise. They don't cut the conversations. They talk to the kids. His wife might join halfway through. And it's a shared podcast between the two of them, but it's mainly him. And I just think it's great that you get to see that they're actually family people. And this is exactly what happens when you run a family or run a business and have a family. Maybe you are running a family and have a business. It might be that way. I just think it's great listening to both of them or all three of them. And they all have the same producer, which I'd say it's a coincidence that I enjoy these top three as my top three podcasts, but it's not, because they do an excellent job of getting their content out 3 times a week or every day. Kid Contractor Podcast is also 3 times a week, which is great because you have things to listen to all the time. I know in the mowing season, I have a lot more time to sit on the mower and listen to some of these podcasts than I do in the winter. When I'm coaching, I'm out there. I mean, if I'm plowing, I have stuff to listen to then. But if I'm just coaching and that's it, then I don't have a lot of time to listen to podcasts in between my main job where I'm working and then going to coach. The thing with the same producer, it was all started with Paul. Paul from the Green Industry Podcast had got a Marty Mr. Producer, or if you want to follow him, it's Mr. Producer USA on Instagram. If you want to follow him on Instagram, I'm sure he would love it. And if you listen to any of these podcasts, give all of them a positive review and just, you know, shout all of them out on Instagram or anything like that, or send him a DM and just tell him how much you love each podcast. Cause I mean, I'm sure they would love to hear that. The thing is, Paul got them all started doing podcasts. He helped them set up. He helped them understand what they had to do. And they followed a formula, or Paul's formula that he set out. And it was, you have to pretty much put a podcast out 3 times a week. And they understood what they needed to do to be successful. They got lots of interviews. Very helpful. They tell their story. They're honest. They talk about their business, but they all have their own qualities that make them different as well. So you don't feel like you're constantly listening to the same thing. And I just think out of all of these podcasts, there's always a detail in at least, or one detail in at least every podcast where you might say that could help your business, or that could make my business just a little bit better. Or maybe I'm not doing that in my business. Or maybe I can implement some form of whatever they're talking about in my business. So there's all these things that you're getting out of these podcasts. And I just think that it's great. Now, if I wanted to go back and count how many times I've either said podcast in this episode, or I'm sure it would be like 200 out of like maybe 1500 words. So it's kind of funny. But when we're talking about different shows, it's exactly what's going to happen. So I hope everybody enjoyed this. I hope you go give these three podcasts a listen. I hope you don't ditch out on my podcast though, after you get other things to listen to. But these guys definitely have great shows, great information, and hours upon hours of things to listen to. You can follow their Instagram pages and actually see their day-to-day operations. Maybe they have some tips on there for you as well, or maybe it's links to their content on YouTube that could be extremely helpful for you. So none of them obviously have any idea probably who I am or that I'm talking about their podcast today, but I just really wanted to share this information with everybody because I think that it's invaluable. And I think that these are things that helped me get started in lawn care. And I hope that it can help somebody else in lawn care. That's kind of what this podcast is about. We already talked about how Lawn Care Together was about bringing the green industry community together. And these guys have already been doing it. They've been trailblazing. They've been setting the path for everybody. And there's other podcasts out there. You got B&B Lawn Care. A couple other ones have just started. I know Alan Hain is the Lawn Care Nut. He just started back on a podcast. LCR Media, that is the Lawn Care Rookie. He is also a big one. And I know some of them, there's a lot of YouTube channels out there that I definitely recommend you go give a watch and get some tips from as well. But in terms of regular, all the time podcasts, these three, without a doubt, are my top guys to listen to because they're consistent. They're great. They have a lot of content and they're honest and open, and it's just a great time listening to them. You feel like you're there talking shop. So go ahead, go give those guys a listen. Again, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next show. Have a great day.